Miller is excused. Mr. Cole?
Here.
Mr. Beal?
Here.
Mr. Downey? I think he's also excused. Mr. Dickin here. Okay. The next item, we just need to do the reappointment of Mr. Cole, whose mid-year term appointment expired on 7/1 of this year. So I would move to appoint David Cole as a representative of the businesses on the Monclova Township, Swanton Township, City of Toledo, JEDD, also known as the Toledo Express Airport JED, for a term to expire on July 1, 2030.
Second.
Mr. Beal?
Yes.
Mr. Dickin, yes. Congratulations.
That'll be developed.
So now we're going to swear at you. Can you raise your right hand? Do you hereby accept the duties and obligations as a member of the Board of Directors for the Toledo Express Airport Joint Economic Development District?
I do.
Do you promise to uphold the laws, rules, and regulations governing this board and the laws of the state of Ohio, and faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all of the duties incumbent upon you as a JEDD board member according to the best of your ability and understanding during your continuance in office?
I do.
Congratulations. Okay. You want to say anything? Good.
Just happy to be here.
The next item on the agenda, Monclova Township has a new administrator, so we have Mr. Hampton here.
Yeah, thanks.
Who wanted to just say a few words, and I think most of us probably know you, but if
right.
you want to introduce yourself again or just kind of talk about your goals.
Yeah, so appreciate it. You'll see me at the GED meetings from now on. As I said, we're embracing technology, so Kathleen is looking forward to her family time at night, as she's usually here 7 or 8 times out of the month for recording secretary. But anyhow, happy to be at Monclova. Spent 31 years at Springfield Township, the last 11 as their administrator. As opportunity knocks, I wasn't ready to retire. So Monclova is a great opportunity. I live in Monclova, so it's a blessing to work for my town as well. So appreciate it.
Great. Well, welcome. And I know we look forward to working with you.
Yeah, so. Thanks, Brian.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Hampton while he's still on the agenda?
No.
Okay. You got off easy tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Next item, we need to suspend the reading of for the regular May 6, 2026 minutes. I believe these were shared ahead of time.
Okay.
Any additions or corrections? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
A motion to approve the meeting minutes as
I'll
presented.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
I'll second. Oh, yes.
Mr. Beal?
Yes.
Mr. Dickin? Yes. Okay. Take care of that. In your packet, you have the distribution report from the City of Toledo for first quarter of 26. Any questions?
No.
No.
Okay. Is there a motion to accept?
I'll move to accept.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's approved. I did not get a copy of the financials from Mr. Miller, so we will look to approve that at our next meeting.
Okay.
So, we will go ahead and move into new business. Very pleased to have representatives from the Port Authority with us. So I would recognize Mr. Winston, our President and CEO, Mr. Curry, the Airport Director, and Mr. Kappel, Vice President for Business Development, still? Okay.
There you go.
Didn't know if that changed to 501 or not, so. So we'll go ahead and turn the floor over to you. I know each year we'd like to have you in. Just talk a little bit about what's going on at the airport over the past year and what you've got planned going forward. So whoever wants to take that.
I can start things off with the presentation in your packet, and then Mr. Winston and Mr. Curry can add anything that I may have forgotten, but I wanted to first thank you guys for taking the time to tour the airport a month or so ago. I'm losing track of time.
It's been a few weeks.
We had a good visit out there, and I think we saw a lot of the facility and in the projects that we'll be talking about this evening. So apologize, I didn't bring my computer, but hopefully it printed out in your your packet's okay. The first project I kind of wanted to go over, and this will be in the same order, I believe, as in the letter to the chair, the airport master plan. Now, we've talked about this plan for a while now because it started a few years ago, but we're proud to say that this year, earlier in 2026, we completed the plan. Total project cost of a little over $1.4 million. Very comprehensive. This is a plan that's required by the FAA from all airports, and certainly through the planning process, we it led to certain capital improvement projects that are now underway. So you saw some of these projects getting ready to kick off. We talked a lot on the tour about the baggage handling system, the passenger boarding bridge, some of the reconfiguration of the restrooms downstairs, security checkpoint where you have our security line kind of intertangling with the Allegiant counter line, and you know, the MVP, I'm not sure what that refers to. Chris, can you help me with that? What under the airport master plan?
Oh,
mechanical electrical plumbing, that's what it's called.
That's right.
So a lot of things that that you can't see, and we've started again working on some of these and seeking funding through the FAA and other sources to address them. And this is kind of a recap of 2026. So also in 2026, we got some snow removal equipment. These are two multitasking vehicles, the big stuff that we use on our runways, you know, the brooming, the air blasting system, the traditional plowing. This big stuff is expensive, as you might imagine. Total project cost, a little under $2 million to obtain these pieces of equipment. And even though some of this stuff is funded with grants from the FAA, there's always a local contribution required. So about $100,000 required is matched for these projects. And these are the kind of projects that the, you know, the revenue through the JED helps us to fund local matches and contribute to make these things happen. Moving on to some of the larger projects here, you know, most of the projects have at least two phases, a design phase and then a construction phase. So a project we've been working on for a while, since 2024, is the design of the instrument landing system technology upgrade for the runway. This is something that early on when we were in discussions with Amazon, we talked about. And in fact, Amazon was hesitant to commit to Toledo Express because there were certain times, you know, from this time of year into September and October, where we have a lot of fog out by the airport. And so we have what they call a Category 1 instrument landing system, which has some advantages to communicate with aircraft in low visibility conditions, but not as many as a Category 2 or a Category 3 for that matter. So we began to pursue ways that we could increase our capabilities when it comes to this. And at the time, we began working with Congressman Bob Latta, when the airport was still in his territory, to get $5 million committed through the congressional directed spending, which we used to call earmarks, towards this project. basically, we are in the design phase still, which will be wrapping up here, and then we will begin procurement and installation this year, towards the end of this year and into 2028. So the design phase, total project cost $916,000, but the overall project, it's going to be over $5 million. So that's a big one, and we're looking forward to implementing the instrument landing system.
What will that take? I know you said you're a Cat 1 now.
Yeah, it'll be a Cat 2 with some components of Cat 3, I believe. Is that correct, Chris and Thomas?
Yeah.
So 2 plus.
Totally gets into the 2. One would argue we have some composition of 2 right now because some of the past work that's been done, but it would clearly get us into with some composition of 3. So we're pretty happy about that.
Cat 3 is like zero visibility.
Yeah, auto van.
Might be overkill for what we have out
yeah.
Okay.
I know Dave's a pilot, so
he yeah, Cat 3, the plane will actually land itself. It's all the way to the ground.
Yeah. Thank you.
Another big project that's underway is the runway lighting design work. And Chris can help me out here, but I believe this is a control system between the terminal and the lights on the runway itself. Is that correct?
Yes, really the entire lighting system. You know, the lighting system has been around probably as long as the airport, and so it needs to be replaced. Not only the lights, but all of the electrical components associated with it. And so we felt like this was a good time to put it before the FAA to get it funded. I know you have a design price in here, but we estimate that project will probably end up somewhere around $7 or $8 million.
Yeah, nothing at an airport is inexpensive, and again, you know, this is the design phase at $400K. And the design funding, I believe we've obtained that, Chris, through the FAA.
We're working to obtain it. Yeah, we hope to get the. As Joe mentioned, it's normally design and then construction. So we're hoping this cycle we get the design funds, and then next year we get the construction costs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way the FAA evaluates airport capital improvement projects typically is they prioritize all the safety first. So pavement condition, lighting, all of those things get funded before any sort of terminal improvements or facility repair work. They want to make sure it's a safe operating environment. And a project like this certainly falls in that category, so this is something that the FAA is eager to fund, and you know, it's not inexpensive, as Chris said. And there will be a local match, you know, for the design and construction of this as well. So again, you know, these JED funds can help towards that airport infrastructure. So moving on here, we have the passenger boarding bridge project, $1.9 million. The design for this project is complete, acquisition and installation in process. And a little trivia here, according to the manufacturer, they believe that this is the oldest operating boarding bridge that they've ever seen, and maybe that is out there. So that's probably not something to be super proud of. So we're happy we're addressing this and replacing this. And
it happens when you have a couple of 20-year-olds on a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Although I think it does speak to the team that has maintained that over the years.
Right.
So I would look at it in that direction rather than saying it's otherwise.
But it's time, nevertheless. And the idea here is that we want multiple functioning jet bridges because, you know, Thomas and Chris are out there pounding the pavement, meeting with airlines and trying to grow our service. And so we don't want to turn an airline away because we don't have a jet bridge or a gate available or what they need to operate. And we want to make sure all of that is ready to go, and it's basically plug and play. So this is going to be a big improvement for us. We're happy that's underway. And some of the funding for this project is made possible through the state of Ohio's capital budget from the last round of funding and the one-time funding that came with that. If same can be said for the next project, which is the inbound baggage handling system, about a $1.6 million project. Similar to the jet bridge, the design is complete. I believe we have funding for, we're gonna do both of these jobs, but maybe, I think one of them is funded, maybe not both of them. So this would require, I believe, a larger local match than normal. But we are just gonna begin installation still this year. So we're happy to get that system operating efficiently. And also there's gonna be some security enhancements for that, because of course you have the area where the bags come into the building. You gotta make sure that that is secure. So we're gonna do some enhancements there as well as part of that project. And then finally, another project to highlight is the HVAC system in the air traffic control tower. As you can imagine, in a facility like this, you know, there's always issues with making sure we get the right temperature, especially in a facility that's surrounded by windows. That can be a challenge, and humidity can be a challenge. And you know, when we have cool mornings and warm afternoons like we have today, that can be a challenge. So we did get awarded $1.425 million from the FAA to replace the HVAC systems, the ductwork, the return units, and the control panels. The design for this project is in process, and construction will begin this year. So this is going to be a big improvement. We get a lot of you know, letters of concern, you could say, from the workers that work in that tower, and it's something that's needed. It's a pretty large area up there. I had a chance to tour the tower area last year, and it's actually multiple floors, not just the area of the observation deck. So you know, didn't tally all these projects up, but obviously, you know, you've got probably $10 million worth of improvements here that are in process, and there are more in the pipeline, trust us. So again, you know, these JED dollars help with, of course, local match and other obligations for maintaining and operating and making capital improvements out at Toledo Express. And if I forgot anything, Thomas, and Chris, feel free to add.
No, I think it was a great overview, Joe. Thank you, and thank you all for your efforts. I know that the chair, as well as Joe, alluded to Mr. Curry here, but we've had Chris on the team now, I would say, almost going on 2 years. And you know, Chris is with us, serving as the interim director role by way of Mobile, Alabama, where he still resides. And I've had a relationship with Chris going on about 12 years now, and very, very good to us, and bringing his over 40 years of acumen and aviation experience and the coaching a young team that we have out there now, due to many of our veterans of 30 plus years retiring over the last 4 or 5 yeah. years. So we brought in a new team, administration side, maintenance side, and Chris has done a phenomenal job and appreciative of it. And a lot of these activities that you see that are going on, some of the, as Joe alluded to, going back to Representative Latta, securing the ILS for us, about $5 million, or at least the funds for the ILS system. And we're happy to report that we now have that underway going, and believe that should be implemented within a 12 to about what's going on and the team that we had to make it all come to fruition. Anything specifically on your side, Chris?
Well, you know, just to emphasize the fact that every dollar counts, you know, as you know, airports are one of the best investments that you can make on the dollar. When you have generally 90% FAA funding and 10% match, and usually the state picks up at least 5% of that, every dollar has a tremendous impact. And that's what airports generally struggle with, is coming up with that particular match. You know, I'm glad to be here contributing to the team effort. And one little tidbit I'd add for the ILS project is about 10% of commercial service airports have a Cat 2. So it kind of puts Toledo in a unique category for an airport this size, right? So you can imagine where the other 90% of those airports are that have the Cat 2. You know, they're your Detroit, your Atlanta, those types. So it's a pretty big deal for Toledo, and should give them a strategic advantage when it comes to attracting those users that are capable of certainly flying the system. So, again, glad to be here and contribute to the team, and just to let you know that every single dollar counts when you're trying to come up with those local matches.
Yeah. Any questions from the members to our representatives?
No, I appreciate it.
No.
Yeah. No, thank you for the investment that you continue to grow on, and looking for those new opportunities to bring new tenants to the field, and those other opportunities, and just making sure that we're continuing to support our friends at the 180th and others out there. So appreciate that. I think you guys got off the hook pretty easy tonight.
We've already talked about most of it when we did the tour. I mean, we kind of just went through it a couple weeks ago as we went through the facility, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I apologize. I was not able to be there, but I'm glad that several of you were able to make it.
Yep.
And hopefully that added a little bit more substance to the presentation, just being able to put eyes on things and really understanding how it's all connected. So appreciate the opportunity to do that. We should probably do that, you know, at least every couple of years, just to come out and put eyes on. I think it just helps us as we're having these conversations. So. Okay, great. Well, thank you. Unfortunately, since we don't have current financials, we're not going to be able to make a recommendations on that disbursement tonight. But we will definitely do that consistent with the...
Is it played up here kind of what we might expect? This is different. Okay.
No.
Because it does have a distribution.
No, that's just from this first quarter. So
okay.
There's yeah, other dollars that
have come
would
in.
Be available. So
okay. Thank you.
So, you know, the last distribution was just under 50. I know that there's more. We don't have that current number, so I just don't want to make a recommendation without being fully informed on that. But I would expect it to be north of that last distribution. But we will definitely take care of that as soon as we can. We have, normally by this time, we've had a request from Tron Air on their jobs grant. They would be going into their, I believe, eighth year. We have made several attempts to reach out. We have not received that yet. So we may have to go to Plan C. And then just, again, look at the contract to make sure if they don't apply this year, how that might impact things going forward. But I know that's something we normally take care of, but we're not in a position to do that yet, so.
Maybe they don't need it anymore.
I don't know. If I was running the place, I'd need it.
We did,
and I did have a brief conversation with Mr. Koppel, just to make sure that, hey, who you guys think is out there and we think is the same person, so it might be just a matter of going out and knocking on the door, just saying, hey, is this something you guys still want to pursue? Again, just to make sure that we're meeting our obligations.
Is there a certain number of years cap that they can?
It's a 10-year max.
10-year, okay.
Yeah.
So they're probably not quite there yet.
No, they're, this would be year eight. Well, 2025 into 26 would be year eight. Okay. I know just the other item on the new business here, just looking at the distribution report, it did seem a little bit lower than the first quarter from last year. And just with the new tenants coming in, with like Velocity coming in, I think it'd be good just to have the city provide us with that list of current, as again, just make sure we're all on the same page. So just from a formal standpoint from the board, I would like to at least have a formal request from this group back to the city to ask for that current list.
Need a motion for that?
Oh. Yeah, and then we'll see if there's any discussion.
I'd motion we do that.
So Cole, okay.
Second.
Okay. Any further conversation on that?
No.
Okay. Mr. Beal?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Dickin? Yes. Okay. We will put that together and reach out to the city and, again, just make sure everything is where we think it is. Any other new business? Still have audit committee on there. I'm assuming we haven't had any action on that. We may just have to take a different approach on that going forward. And then the only other item, our next meeting was scheduled for Wednesday, November 4th. I now have to be out of town during that week, so I wanted to see if we could change that, maybe move it up to the Wednesday before. I think it's the 28th of October. I don't, Mike, do you know if this room would be
It'd
be a week before instead of the day after.
No, I'm just saying you're out of town for that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with the 28th.
Okay. Let's plan on October 28th then for our next meeting, 5 o'clock. Can you just double check that, make sure there's no. We're usually pretty good that time, but.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Okay. And if we need to correct, we'll come back, but yeah. We'll plan on the 28th at 5 p.m., right back here. Okay. With no other business before this, I will move to adjourn at 5:30.
I'll second.
Perfect.
Sorry.
We're adjourned.